Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Steve Kerr. The reason we played Steve Kerr coming up here in moments, but folks, don't miss a minute of our special post-game shows, including after the Cavs game one against the Orlando Magic. It's Saturday, 1 p.m. You can watch that on ESPN, and you can listen to Jonathan Peterlin right here on 92.3 The Fan for the post-game of the Cavs and the Orlando Magic. And you can hear all the audio as we get ready for the draft, which is coming up next week. And you can download that free Odyssey app to hear all the audio about the Cleveland Guardians, who are 12-5 and have the best record in baseball. Not just the American League, not just the AL Central, but also baseball. And the Chicago White Sox right now are the worst team in baseball at 2-14. The White Sox are 2-14. Oof. Holy Chautauqua. The White Sox are 2-14. What a win last night by the Guardians. What an outing by Tanner Bibee. And I mean that because he had had three rough outings before. A fantastic win. Technically a come-from-behind win. Awesome to see. An awesome start by Steven Vogt. People are sending me pictures of Cavs, let them know, posters in the trash can, making references to me saying that I'm the one doing it. That is not the truth.
How did they get access to that? No, one guy we have not mentioned the entire day, at least I don't think you've mentioned him, is Gabriel Arias. How incredible. I mean, this is a guy who batted like 200 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've figured out, you know, this is the hard part of, you know, trying to figure out on a nightly basis. And this is the stuff that I thought Tito was so good at. And we're seeing Steven Vogt kind of have the temperature of the team, mm-hmm. you know, on a game by game basis, who should be in there. And Gabe Arias, you know, they were always worried about his strikeouts, but they admired his power. He's only 24 years old. People had written him off.
It is.
And there have just been a number of these stories so far in the early going for the Guardians.
It is such a big win. And it's 101-62, I get it. But it's such a big win because in the back of my head, going into this last weekend and coming out of it, it's like, man, this bullpen ain't going to do it forever, man. This bullpen ain't going to do it forever. They can't. They're a bullpen. You can't keep putting pressure on them, this, that, and the other. And they did give up a lead. Tanner Bibee pitches very well. They gave up that lead. And then the Guardians fought right back, took the lead back, got it to extra innings, and then won the game in 11 innings. It's a fantastic outing. Great team victory. Really something to build on here. They're 12-5. They're first in the AL Central, and again, have the best record in all of Major League Baseball tonight. And I believe Ben Lively gets the start tonight in his 2024 debut. We'll get more Guardians coming up here. Maybe Mitch Please will have it coming up at 9:40. Also, 8:45. We have 2-second trivia. Now, we put it off because everybody was agreeing with Lima, and then they went, I don't really care. So that was basically the weirdest segment we've ever had. But either way, 2-second trivia at 8:45, your chance to win fabulous combo meals from Mr. Hero. So the reason we played Steve Kerr, this is you and I, it's been a weird show already. People have been, I'll give you behind the scenes, we've been at each other's throats all morning, behind the scenes, and on the air as well. I don't know if everybody got no sleep. Mitch has been snapping at us. We've been snapping at Mitch. Meredith has been coming in, raising hell. It's been a wild morning. But that's something we can agree on. Steve Kerr just spoke last night where after the Warriors lost and Klay Thompson had no points in that game, right?
The mighty have fallen.
Steve Kerr speaks yesterday, and yeah, I know I posted his picture of him in a Cavs uniform. We can talk about that another time. But you have been one of the curators of the history of the Warriors. Now, I hated the Warriors for obvious reasons for a while. I'm also one of the people that preserve their legacy. And Lima, you know why I do that, and I know why you do that. Tell everybody why we do that together.
The fact that we should always, always appreciate the fact that We were the team that beat them.
Yep.
We were the team that got to them, that beat them. We have all those memorable moments, and it's going to go down in history as one of the great titles because it wasn't supposed to happen. And I will forever cherish that. And so I will forever prop up the Warriors. Like I will always talk about what a great team they were, what a great front office they were, how all the pieces are going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, we've joked about that because we had a caller vehemently disagree about Draymond Green, who is clearly going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep. And I want him to go to the Hall of Fame because it just makes our case even stronger for
the Cavs. Yeah, and I know that's just something we like to play tricks on ourselves mentally on these things. But, you know, the Warriors and their greatness spanning over a decade, like this is awesome that we're the team that got to them.
Do you respect and like that Warriors team now?
I always respected them. I mean, I absolutely respect them just as a basketball diehard.
Well, I should say, yeah. I know you respect them because they are good, and there's a lot to respect there. Save some of the stuff that Draymond's done, but there is a lot to respect there. Do you like them now? Because you got over them. You won.
Steph is the one, and this is hard for people to understand because so many people hate Steph. They want to build him into like a John Elway figure of, you know, universal contempt, like a Big Ben Roethlisberger. But the problem is, I like watching him play. I enjoy watching him play basketball even now. Like to see him and the limitations that he has.
I think
as
he's
an
made
athlete
the game
the
more
NBA.
Accessible. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I think you're lying to yourself if you don't think Caitlin Clark. Like there's a direct line there on what we all fell in love with. If you did fall in love with Caitlin Clark and here at the Final Four, like where do you think that came from? Came from Steph Curry. Like I don't care what anybody says. If Steph Curry never comes along, I don't think Caitlin Clark ever comes along. Like he is responsible for the evolution of basketball and how everybody plays it and how everybody grows up playing it now. And so I'll always respect the hell out of that. You know, save that the people always bring up the throwing of the mouth guard and whatever. Yeah, it's part of competition in basketball. You grow to hate the guys that you go up against, but there's always going to be a respect. And I'll still, if Steph Curry is in a big game, I'm watching him. Even to this day.
I would agree with you on that.
And by the way, in sports, I don't know how many guys fit that bill of if there's a big game, that person is involved with it, I'm going to find that game. Steph Curry is still there.
It changed for me when they had the All-Star game here. And I found myself having that
a showman
feeling of like, wow, I really have a respect for his career when they announced him. And I didn't feel contempt or anger or vitriolic about it. Because, again, my team won. Had we not won, I'd probably feel a lot different. I'd probably be a lot more embittered. And I think the Cavs fans out there would feel a lot more embittered. Like, if we would have beaten Elway and got to a Super Bowl and won, maybe it would be a little bit different with Elway. But since we couldn't do it, yes, there's definitely venom in there. And for a lot of fans, rightfully so. What the hell, right? That's part of sports. But for the Warriors, there's a lot of preservation of that because America, the world in general, we love a good story. And that story, preserving it where 73-9, this unbelievable team. And then if you really want to dig a little bit deeper where, hey, not just the Cavs beat them in seven games, how they beat them in seven games. LeBron James, the player of the generation, like stuff we talk about for 100 years. If there was ever a Ken Burns basketball in 100 years, we'd have to live a hell of a long time. But if there was a basketball documentary like that in 100 years, like this is one of the greatest stories in sports ever told. Again, like the 80s Olympic team, the 1980 Olympic team. It's not just a gold medal. There's been plenty of American teams that have won a gold medal. It's what you did to get the gold medal. It's that, yeah, you had to go and beat Finland afterwards, but you beat the Ruskies, you beat them, and a way to go out there and win the title and win the gold medal. It's that story of good versus evil, David versus Goliath, going after him. And that's the way we feel. Even though, yeah, we have the player of the generation, LeBron James. But we felt like we were the David, and it's such a weird feeling to have when you feel like the underdog when you have the player of the generation. And one of the best finishers I've ever seen in my life with Kyrie Irving before he kind of did Kyrie things. By the way, if you pay attention to basketball now, he's back. He's kind of accepted his role, and he's playing very, very well with Dallas this year. But in that role and what he did, it was a magical time to see what they did in that moment, especially over that seven-game series.
This town lives forever. I think Cleveland is actually known for holding grudges more so than most places. But I also think Cleveland can recognize when something is truly special. And they did it with MJ. I mean, we were one of the few cities that booed Michael Jordan every time he touched the ball. It was personal with MJ. And yet there is a reverence here for MJ, because there has to be. I think that'll be the case for Steph. I mean, there'll still be people that will doubt him. That's just part of today's debate culture that we have. But I think everybody can understand. Like, that is pretty special. And that's a guy that, you know, you have to gravitate towards whatever he's doing if he's on TV. And I don't know, if he finishes his whole career with the Warriors and they're just an also-ran, I think that would kind of suck, because then those aren't big games, but yeah. I'll always tune in to see him.
Coach David Thorpe going to join us 9:20. What's he going to tell us at 9:20, Tone, about this series coming up?
I think he's going to tell you that the Cavaliers have an offensive advantage in this series, but they better be careful. They better not get nonchalant. I've used that term earlier in the show with dribbling, passing. If they get a little bit that way, this Magic team can definitely pose a threat.
2 second trivia, 8:45. Next, finally, somebody in Berea said it. It's music to Tone's ears, and Watson's just too valuable. He's got to change his style for this to be successful long term. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima here on The Fan. Hey, I took a golf lesson yesterday. You proud of me?
I am.
It was awesome.
I'm really jealous.
I got sweaty. Barry said I was rapping like I was. I don't know if I retained any of it, to be honest with you. He's like, let's start with an 8-iron. He goes, give me half swings. And he's like, you're coming in too close. Look at your club face. It's too closed. He's like, you just got to try to find some time to hit some golf balls around.
Don't you have a net set up in the back?
I do have a net set up in the back. I just got a net, so I can hit a few of those. But yeah, I took a lesson yesterday. I felt vigorous. I felt like I actually accomplished something, got a little bit better. He's like, oh, you can go on the course. Go ahead and knock some around. I go, nah, I got to get the hell out.
Oh, you didn't get out there?
No, I got on the simulator and that was
beautiful.
It was, but man, I got a lot of stuff I had to do yesterday. It's just nonstop. So I had my, it was 45 minutes and it was excellent. And I don't know the next time I'm actually going to golf around, but I put it on social media. People are like, well, why don't you play? And I said, I can't, guys, I'm terrible. I can't do it anymore. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm trying to pick up the pieces again. This is very, very difficult. So I was like, one of the things I guess I'm afraid to take a divot. I'm terribly afraid to hit it fat.
Oh, love a good divot.
And so he's like, you got to do practice swings before your shot. You got to practice taking a divot.
Well, the divot's also,
you got to stay down, Kenny.
It's also very telling. Your divot tells you all you need to know about your swing.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
Was anybody watching you on the practice tee?
Glad thing you brought that up, because there were people getting ready for their rounds and they were cashing in for their rounds or whatever, paying for their rounds. Yep. And he was telling you a back nine, front nine, things like that. And they looked over, and both times someone looked over, I duffed it right into the simulator next to me. Rockets right into the simulator. You heard the big ping off the metal on the other side. It was terrible.
So I've done this before.
Just, and a terrible person.
I've been on a driving range when like the head pro is teaching somebody and you're kind of there with your ears kind of listening just to see, oh, hey, what can I get out of this? And then lo and behold, Larry David made that a Curb Your Enthusiasm this year.
There have
but
been
stealing lessons.
That's a very good idea. There have been times I have duffed it into the water on purpose when people are watching to make it look like I did it on purpose as a gag, because I know that I'm going to do it and it helps me to show that I'm not, I mean, I'm a bad golfer and I'm every bit as bad as I say, but it makes it like at least somewhat funny, because at least there's people like looking at me and I can just duff it on into the water and that's it. If that makes any sense whatsoever, because I'm as terrible as it gets.
I'll tell you though, I really believe this, being able to take instruction during a lesson, I think that's not everybody can do that. Some people, their egos are too much, or stubbornness. So the fact that you're even willing to do that, there's so many people that won't even take that step, or while they're listening, they're really not cooperating. So I think that tells everybody a little bit about you, who you truly are.
One of the great lines, and then I'm going to go to a Denzel Ward line that he used yesterday. One of the great lines I heard him say, he goes, Kenny, this is a game of misses. He goes, that's what these are. He goes, the best shots are great misses. I went, holy crap, that's a great line. This is good teaching I'm getting right here. Because I don't hear that type of stuff. I don't know much about teaching anybody golf because I suck at it. And I was like, man, this is good stuff. I'm getting some good stuff here. So I was, I'll keep it up. I'll see what we do next week with it. Denzel Ward, speaking of great lines, he was whispering sweet nothings into Lima's ears yesterday. said it left a bad taste in his mouth the way the season ended.
Definitely didn't like the taste in my mouth from that last game and the showing that we put out there on the field. So I think that's why a lot of guys are in here now, just ready to get back to work, ready to get back to it and work towards our goals that we got in making it to the playoffs and extending our season.
That's amazing that we hyperanalyze every press conference, every one-on-one, every media breakout session, every time we hear from Kevin Stefanski, every time we hear from Andrew Berry, every time we don't hear from Paul DePodesta, even the Haslams. Like, we hyperanalyze every single thing that is said. And then they lose the playoff game, and then it's over and gone, and everybody goes home. And you don't see these people again. You don't hear from them again. I mean, we are how many months removed now from that loss? 3 months?
Yep.
3+ months removed. And I don't think we've heard Jim Schwartz talk. We have gotten a little bit here and there from Stefanski and Berry, but it's like you're on to the next thing. What are you going to do in the offseason? What are you going to do to improve? What are you doing with the cap space? We don't really, it's amazing. We go over every regular season game for an entire week.
Yeah.
When there's a bye week, it's 2 weeks that we break down the games. And we reference the games. We go back to them. Playoff game, season's over. Go on, clean out your lockers. See you next year. Which is amazing because this game was the outlier. This game was so different from any game they played all year. When did their defense have a performance like that throughout the whole season?
Never.
And the final score is not even indicative of how bad your defense was.
Yeah.
Because had Houston needed to really run up the score in the fourth quarter, they probably could have. Who knows? I know we got a couple stops there in the second half. But, yeah, the game was over, and then Flacco throws the pick six, his game over. But the first half was so bad. Like, C.J. Stroud was having his way, and then that's it. It's gone. Poof. See you next year.
What, you were upset with the lack of conversation? Because I have an explanation for it. It might not be a good one for you. Or it might not be one that everybody wants to hear, but I got a really...
I would love to hear some clarity from the Browns. Do they think that was just a one-off? Or do they think that things were exposed?
They can't. I think that they have to see that things had to be exposed there. Because C.J. Stroud ain't going anywhere. And people are going to look at that. Now, C.J. Stroud might be a cut above the rest when it comes to young quarterbacks. We'll see how this goes. I mean, year two's coming up. We'll see how teams defend him. And they'll probably defend him a little bit differently and see if they can drop some people in coverage or bring some people up and see if they can look at him a little bit different because he's a very good, accurate quarterback with a nice, strong arm. However, they have to look at that and say, what did we do wrong? And I always said, boy, I wish we would have played him on Christmas Eve and December 24th because if we would have played C.J. Stroud instead of Case Keenum, it would have been a different game. Maybe we would have lost that game. Maybe we would have had to play it against Cincinnati. Maybe we'd have had to play the starters against them. It's not that they would have absolutely won, but I think if guys on the field, on defense, would have seen that misdirection, because there was no way at that time they could hold anything back. They could if they really wanted to, but they didn't foresee themselves playing the Browns in the first round of the playoffs there. So there's always something you hold back, but you were leaving a lot out there to make sure that you won. And so they probably would have done a lot of misdirection, and we would have had the chance for guys on the field to learn on the
field. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Field would have learned the hard way, but it would have had a chance to do it before you play them in the playoffs. They would have been better prepared for them. Like, if you were to play Houston versus Cleveland now, like I heard Mark Schlereth yet last week on Afternoon Drive. He said he'd pick Houston. A lot of people might pick Houston. Ain't going to be a runaway the way it was before because your defense is more ready for it. They got to take that experience. And they have to go over it and over it and over it and find out what they learn from it. Not to rub their own noses in a failure, but what did we learn from this? But there's another problem to that as well, Tone. And cut me off anytime you want. They also, why was I so adamant that Joe Flacco wasn't coming back? Everybody in the building knew he wasn't coming back. Joe knew he wasn't coming back. Everybody knew it. Whether you agree with that or not, that's beside the point. We are moving on from that. But we all knew it was different. This is going to be a different season. So you take last year and you go, we really accomplished something where we had no quarterback. Our running situation was messed up because of Nick Chubb's terrible injury here. That was a great moment. Let's remember some of the good things. But we have to learn from the terrible moment at the end of the season to make us better. Because now I think we all looked at that as this sweet release before the storm of expectations for this year, expectations to not just make the playoffs, but I think to have a playoff run, and expectations of what the quarterback's going to be because we don't know what his shoulder's necessarily going to be. He's saying the right things. He said the right things during the regular season last year. So there's so many expectations. Like, I think a lot of fans on April 17th, the draft's the draft. But if you're thinking football, there's pressure now already on the regular season to get this thing going the right way, to see what quarterback you have. And I think that plays into last year was such a pleasant thing, such a pleasant run. Everything was great. But now's the time we got to get going.
Well,
here.
So the reason,
and I think it's a very serious situation right now. So we tend to put a smiley face on last
this
year.
This is why I love Denzel Ward bringing it up yesterday. And I expect they're competitors. I expect, especially somebody like Denzel Ward. Look at his history. Look at what he's been through. You know, he's been in the league now longer than you think, and you never know how many years you get. And so you get to the playoffs and then have that kind of performance. And I truly do wonder. I wonder with how great that defense was, how dominant it was last year. When I hear Browns fans start to get excited about this year, you know, they're just assuming the defense is going to be great again. That's why it sounds to me like we're all ignoring the playoff game, because the reason you'd ignore it is because then you're saying it's an anomaly. It's a one-off. That was just C.J. Stroud was on a heater. You know, but then I look at the quarterbacks we would play in the playoffs this year. If we go again, you know, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Stroud? Is it going to be Mahomes?
I don't.
If the Chargers bounce back, is it going to be Justin Herbert? Obviously, we know about Josh Allen, how amazing he is. If Joe Burrow bounces back.
I think maybe the people you talk to might think about that, and that's I think that's unfortunate. I don't think anybody's thinking that about C.J. Stroud, that he's on a heater. Well, you're on a heater the entire season?
As a rookie.
He was great the entire year.
He was.
So it wasn't like he all of a sudden, like, they backed their way into the playoffs. No, they had to fight tooth and nail because they're still young and they're still building. And then once they got to the playoffs, he took off. Well, part of that is because he's a good quarterback. So it's not about just not seeing what happened at the end of the season. Fans want to ignore it because it's a terrible memory. Terrible memory. So I don't blame a fan for wanting to ignore it, but the Browns ain't going to ignore something like that. No. They're gonna try to their best to learn from something like that.
But yet they pretty much, you know, saved the linebacker situation. They brought back the same team, right? Their defense is pretty much the same guys. So is it scheme? If we're admitting it's not players. And I thought it was their biggest move of the offseason so far was re-signing. Not a guy they added, re-signing Za'Darius Smith. But with that said, you know, how can they make sure this doesn't happen again? How do we get into a game of that magnitude? You don't hear Myles Garrett's name the entire game. Really, yeah. JOK was the saving grace of that game. I know it was Emerson's worst game as a pro. The secondary, I mean, the ball was just getting thrown over their heads.
Well, whoever they play, week one, we're going to find out very soon. Because I think that whoever they are, unless they don't have the type of quarterback who can move I think they're going to do a lot of the same stuff that you saw with Houston. I think they're going to come right out of the box and try to learn from that. I think that anytime you get anything like that end your season, somebody's going to try to take something like that and exploit you on it. It might not be in the first 15, but at some point in that game, they're going to start to do that, and they're going to see whether or not you can answer to it right off the very bat. Now, you might be ready for it. You might be overcorrecting some of the things, so they might throw some things differently at you, but that's something I can't answer to. Deshaun Watson speaks yesterday, spoke about the shoulder at length, was pressed about his shoulder from a lot of the reporters there. Do you believe, now we got 2 second trivia coming up at 8:45, so your chance to win some Roman Burgers, but I got to get this in right now because we got David Thorpe coming up at 9:20, got a lot of basketball left still, a lot of things going on. Do you believe Watson should do more to protect himself on the field?
So I know that was a hotbed subject last year. Every time he slides, it looks like an adventure.
I think we might be flip-flopping with each other on this.
I'm ready to see them open up the offense with him as a running quarterback. I do not think that at this stage we're just going to have him in the pocket like Joe Flacco. I think we got to start utilizing his legs. I think that's got to be part of it. And stop thinking about Deshaun Watson 10 years from now. We got to think about getting the most out of Deshaun Watson every single week.
I can't ask a zebra to be an elephant, but I got to try to get him to protect himself more. Last year, I think a lot of us understand that we got lucky in some cases. I mean, it's a talented football team. They're good. But I think that they would tell you in some cases they got lucky. And you made the playoffs, and everybody calmed down and got excited. I don't think you're going to find that type of thing again. I think that next year they know, and that's why they did what they did. They know that it's going to be a tough sledding. The schedule, I think schedule stuff is overrated. You're going to play tough teams. There's going to be teams that we think are tough. There's going to be teams that end up being tough that we don't think are tough by the time we play them. Who knows what Washington will be by the time they end up on our schedule. We have no idea, right? So I don't think you can look at that. I think you have to look at what the quarterback is. Anthony, I think he has to protect himself more. Last year, you and I are both doing a complete flip-flop here. I think he's got to do more on the field to protect himself. And I know he has to get out there and move. He's a physical quarterback. He's an athlete. But, I mean, these are hits. These happened because of hits when he was running. I cannot sit there and just, if he has to take off, he has to take off. But this designed run stuff anymore, that's done. You're a veteran now in this league. There's too much invested in you. I can't have him do that.
Well, I mean, it's not just to me about designed runs. And, yes, I mean, he's bad at sliding. He's bad at avoiding those hits. You know, Lamar Jackson has worked really hard to get better at that. And there are games where you watch and if you're a fan of the other team or you're rooting against Baltimore, you're like, is anybody going to get a hit on him? There are games where he just saunters out of bounds and he runs and runs and runs. Nobody ever touches him. And he gets a 30-yard run down the field and steps right out of bounds. Like that's the guy he's a virtuoso when it comes to that stuff. I don't know if Watson has that in him to be able to avoid those hits. But I do know that if we think Watson's just going to be what Russell Wilson was last year, like we were talking about that, I just don't think that's him. And what Russell Wilson was last year was a pocket guy, only took off at the very last moment if it made sense to.
I'm not trying to turn him.
Then you're not. Then basically, Deshaun Watson, you've turned him into a very average quarterback.
I think Sean Payton tried to turn him into a robot. I'm not trying to turn Deshaun into a robot, but he has to make better decisions, and I have to get that into his head to make better decisions where – if you got to take off, fine, but I can't be doing design things. You can't check into design runs. You can't do any of those things. I need you for the entire season, or it's going to be on the line again. 216-474-0092. Why? 2 second trivia. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals, but you got to answer 2 questions in 2 seconds each. It's easier than you think, depending on how much you know, depending on how much you listen to the show. And if you do, you could be eating some combo meals from Mr. Hero. 216-474-0092. 2 second trivia. Your chance to eat some Mr. Hero. Coming up next on The Fan.
You have 2 seconds and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 second trivia.
Two 216-474-0092. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. They're so good, man. Good food.
You're not going to talk to them the way you're talking to Anthony?
No, I'm laughing about
something
else.
You want these meals?
I'm looking at the picture of Rashard Higgins and Christian Kirksey with the media. And I'm going, wouldn't it be great if they retired everybody as a Bron and I just showed up to the press conferences? They're retiring as Bronze and got in all these pictures.
One by one. In fact, we have a press conference at noon today. Yes. To welcome back David Vacuni.
Yes.
Later in the day at 7 o'clock. Oh, crap. Terrell Pryor just decided to hang him up. He had 1,000 yards.
I just want to show
have
up.
Have another press conference.
Be in the press conference photos. All right, your chance to win some Mr. Hero. It's good food, man. I love it. I love a Roman burger. And you can win a 4-pack of combo meals. But you got to win 2-second trivia. What is 2-second trivia? Well, you got to get 2 questions right in 2 seconds each.
Hold on. It's just coming in from the Browns official press release. Antonio Callaway going to retire as a Cleveland Brown tonight at 3 in the morning. They will have that press conference. What a send-off.
He sleeps all day. You can't really... Now, where are they going to have that at? Is that outside a courthouse?
I have
some
ideas.
Okay. John in Walton Hills, he is like a 2-time winner of 2-second trivia, and he's first up. Hello, John.
Morning, gentlemen.
John, are you ready?
Roman Burgers.
Lima, take it away.
Which former Cleveland Brown spoiled the new helmet and face mask, unveiling it on Monday night?
Maurice Hurst, I don't know.
Well, he still plays for the Browns, buddy. Still plays for him. Kevin in Avon Lake. Hello, Kevin. Kevin decided to hang up. He got nervous. A nervous purvis in Avon Lake.
Well, you
got
to know when to hold him. And know when to fold him.
Vaughn in Parma. Good morning, Vaughn.
Hey, good morning. Hold on, wait. Before we start this trivia, you guys.
What?
I always agree with you, Cam, but you know why I disagree?
What?
You were playing favoritism. I agree with Lima
1,000%.
You were playing favoritism.
That is
Lima the... Lima wanted you off the air.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish. This is trivia.
Hear him out, Kenny.
No matter.
Oh, see?
Do it.
I didn't press the button.
We're doing 2-second trivia.
Yeah. You can call back and yell at me at 9 o'clock. He ain't going
to
call in during 2-second trivia.
Now,
I didn't press the button.
That's all. We're voice of the fan.
216-474-0092. Those Roman Burgers.
During 2-second trivia, we are.
Roman Burgers still up for grabs. Mark and Medina, hello.
Hello.
You got anything you want to yell at me about before you get going with the trivia?
All right, Mark, let's get to it.
We don't have enough time for that.
Thank you, Mark. He knows how to play. Lima, take it away.
Which team, as Ken referenced earlier in the show, has the worst record in baseball this year? 2-14.
The White Sox.
Yes.
All right. Mark in Medina is in the barn.
All right.
Mark, for the win, are you ready?
Yeah.
Tone Master, take it away.
Who leads the Guardians in stolen bases this season with 3?
Jimenez.
Oh, that's actually what my I don't know. All right. Adam, we go back to Medina. We're big in Medina. Hello, Adam.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
Which future NBA Hall of Famer was held scoreless last night in 32 minutes in an NBA play-in game?
Well, you're making these hard today. Hello, Don and Elyria. You ready?
Yeah.
Tone, take it away.
Guardians are 9-2 on the road to start the year, which is the best road start since what magical Cleveland baseball year?
1990.
Ooh, snap to the 19 part. Yeah. Wasn't able to finish it off. 216-474-0092. Roman Burger's still up for grabs. We go to Virgil. Hello, Virgil.
Hey, guys.
Virgil, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Can you taste the Roman Burgers?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you get to eat them. Tone, take it away.
Which Cavs player near and dear to Ken Carman's heart was the lone Iron Man this year playing in all 82 games?
Oh, man.
These are hard-ass questions. You're killing them, man.
It's not hard to yell any name.
Frank on the... Yeah, it is. They want to get it right. Frank on the road. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tone, take it away.
Frank, which professional sports league's commissioner did I recently have cocktails with?
WNBA.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank's in the barn. Here we go. Frank, your chance to win. Are you ready?
Let's go for the go.
Tone, take it away.
Who led the Browns in catches last season with 81?
Amari.
Sucks to be you.
Oh, come on.
Steve in Middleburg Heights, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Tone, take it away.
Where did I cut my teeth in broadcasting?
Syracuse.
Ooh, such a good guess. I kind of wanted to give it to him, but I'm not the judge there. Right. Big Jums in Maple Heights, you ready?
My boys, what's going on? I'm ready, man. Roman Burger.
Hopefully,
take it
hopefully
away.
He understands Ohio revised code, which former Buckeye basketball player couldn't get hired because of the nepotism law. Oh. Gotta, I tell people.
You can't read
you
the Ohio.
Gotta know the codes.
You can't read the Ohio revised code in 2 seconds, Tone.
Gotta know it.
It's not 2 seconds Ohio revised code.
Well, that
code.
Former Buckeye's name wouldn't be in there anyway.
That's true. How often do they revise the revised code?
Well, when they actually show up to work.
Larry, good morning.
Give me those Roman burgers, baby.
Tone, take it away.
Here we go, Lair. Which NBA team was eliminated from the NBA playoffs last night?
The Warriors.
Yes!
He got it!
He saved
it! He got it! Well done, Larry. Are you ready? Now you're in the barn.
Let's go, let's go.
Away we go. Tom,
take
it away.
Which Guardians hitter is fifth in the majors in batting average at .372?
Stephen Kwan.
Yes! He got it! All right. Larry, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Eating Roman burgers. Oh, I mean, they got plenty of them.
My favorite. I hope I don't get the, you know, the Roman burger curse though.
Well, we don't want to. No, it's a blessing when you win it on this show.
You'll enjoy it. You have
to actually Roman burger blessing.
Videotape you eating the Roman burger and send it to us. We always send it out.
I'll be sure to do that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna put Larry on hold. And well, I mean, that might be fun if Larry got Johnny Manziel talking trash to him. It might be fun for Larry.
Well, the other guy I know that had that Roman burger.
He was going, nom, 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 nom. Coming up at 9:20.
Just 30 seconds of commercial time of him going.
That would be a hell of a commercial if one of us were sitting there eating Roman burgers for 30 seconds.
It would be great.
And that was it. I really, you know what?
That's that. Come on.
There is a major.
How are we not a marketing agency?
I'm going to make a call right now.
There is a major convenience store chain that I do things on social media for, and I just gave you guys a golden idea. Coming up at 9:20, Coach David Thorpe going to join us, former basketball coach and current trainer. He is going to tell us how the Cavs beat the Orlando Magic.
This is so good. You never have to say the name of the product either. Just have a sign in there.
I wish they could see your face when you said it. Mitch, please, at 9:40, and up next. Up next, you're good fans in a good sports town, and that's why you're not going to fake it. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.